You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Carrie Oberbrunner here. Welcome to episode 95 of the Igniting Souls podcast. This episode is a very special episode. I just changed the title this morning. It's that special. In fact, our team already had the logos developed. They already had everything set, and it was going to be called something completely different. And I just woke up this morning and I switched everything. And I switched it for a reason. I changed the episode to be called Are You With Me? That's it. Are you with me? Look, I think there's a time for games, all right? I think there's a time for little, you know, slick titles and just whatever, you know, trendy, tricky names. Look, not today. Not today. Today's different. If you're sensing a different tone in today's podcast, that's because there is a different tone. This is Are You With Me? You might say, Carrie, what's going on? What happened, man? Well, I'll tell you what. I got up this morning on fire. I got up excited. I got up, I don't know, maybe just a renewed fire. What do you call it? I don't know. Just a fiery resolve, an incredible fiery resolve. Why? Because life's short. Life is short, and we got one shot. And there's a time for, you know, kicking back, drinking the lemonade, chilling, hanging, chatting. And then there's a time for mobilization. There's a time to essentially roll up the sleeves for a deeper, bigger vision and saying, it's game time. It is game time. And unless we roll up our sleeves, we miss an amazing opportunity. I want to cast some vision with you today. And I don't know of a better way to do that than to pull out what I call an influencer insert. So the team and I, we have identified about 120 influencers across many, many sectors of society. Some of these people you would say, oh my gosh, that's a celebrity. Others you would say, oh my gosh, that is a recording artist or a famous leader. Absolutely. We have 120 inserts that are going to be mailed all over the country this next week. And they're going to arrive at people's inboxes, like their literal snail mail, physical mailbox, by next Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving, which is November 28th. And they're going to open up this influencer insert. And they are going to realize, oh my gosh, this is a nice package that came in the mail. It has a sticker on the outside that says a special gift for a special person. It has an insert inside. It has a hardcover version of the book. The book's great. All right, I'm glad the book's going out, but the insert, the influencer insert is what I'm actually going to read to you today. Why? Because in my opinion, you are the inner circle. There's no distinction between, in my opinion, that celebrity who's going to open this and you. Okay, I don't play games. I don't play favorites. I'm sharing this exact thing with you because I believe that you carry the same weight. That's why I do what I do. That's the Igniting Souls podcast. That's the Igniting Souls brand. That's why I do all my free videos on Facebook where I'm constantly, daily, trying to encourage you, build you up, push open doors to help your dreams happen, coach many of you. Again, my passion is to ignite souls. And when I can bust down doors for you, which I've been doing now since 2004, all right? Some of you might not have been alive back then, right? Since 2004, I've been busting doors down to try to help people become souls on fire, just as I was stuck and stagnant and frustrated. And then, boom, things open up for me. That is the same passion and ferocity. Is that even a word? Ferocity, just to literally kick down doors for you. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read you the influencer insert. I think you'll catch the vision of why the whole tone has shifted today. We are 15 days away from something incredible, but that opportunity is here and then gone. Here and gone. And I need you to answer the question, are you with me? Let's jump right in. It says, at the very top, there's an Elixir Project logo, and it says, thanks for reading this. I'll get right to the point. I sent you this book and letter because I value you. I won't waste a second because I honor and respect your time. Big title here. Sometimes you need to go with your dreams. Over 2 years ago, on October 8th, 2014, I woke up from a dream in the middle of the night. Heart racing and adrenaline pumping, I realized where I was and I fell back to sleep. The next day, I found my phone, created a note, and quickly typed out as much as I could remember, 12 lines of text to be exact. Those 12 lines would change my life forever. That note was named Elixir Project. The premise was how humans were getting hacked and in a way no one imagined. Next section, fact or fiction. Big letters. Young adult fiction? Seriously? That's what I thought. After all, I am a 6-time traditionally published nonfiction author. What business do I have writing fiction? The truth is, I don't. And yet the advanced readers, many of you who swear they will never read fiction, cannot put the book down. Elixir Project is a near future thriller with sci-fi overtones. Many fans of Inception, Minority Report, and the Matrix movies, or Divergent and Hunger Games books, have found themselves on the edge of their seats reading Elixir Project. The audiobook version that released on November 15th has gained over 50 reviews in the first 24 hours. Here's just one. He nailed it. Well thought out. This is a fantastic story with extremely well-written, great, believable characters. This book is a solid example of great fiction. All the important techniques are here. The story arc is solid. The highs and lows are spaced out well enough to keep the heart pumping. And the end chapter hooks keep the pages turning. The characters are voiced uniquely and each had a story to tell. Oberbrunner masterfully tied key elements throughout the story, giving it a sense of wholeness. I loved how there was a hint of romance, but not overbearing. Even with a female main character like Hunger Games, Elixir Project will stand on its own. And then at the bottom I say, Elixir Project is both fact and fiction. Page 2. It's only 3 pages long. Page 2, why I wrote the book. Even more than fiction, many readers will interpret the book as a modern-day metaphor. It certainly mirrors where our world is heading. We live in a society of increasing distractions. The superachievers in any area, business, relationships, and athletics, will be the ones who master what I call unhackability. Often we think of electronics getting hacked. However, people get hacked every day too. This becomes clear when we unpack the meaning of a hack. A hack, to gain unauthorized access to a system or computer. So just like phones and computers get hacked, people get hacked too. A deeper look reveals that our bodies are comprised of systems, skeletal, muscular, digestive, etc., and our brains are like computers. The result, we get hacked often. The majority of people agree that other people and things often gain unauthorized access to their ideas, dreams, and goals. The problem: we are blessed to serve thousands of clients from dozens of countries, but several years ago, we noticed a disturbing trend. Although many of these clients begin with the best intentions and the clearest directions, somewhere along the way, they get sidelined and sabotaged. Somewhere between ideation and implementation, they got hacked. The solution. This bugged me, and I knew I couldn't rest until I found out why. I set out on a mission to identify the problem and then hopefully a solution. I unpacked the elements of my own idea achievement. I also took a deep dive into neurobiology, productivity, high performance, success, science, technology, and many other disciplines. I researched the work of dozens and dozens of experts, including Mihai Csikszentmihalyi, Stephen Kotler, Jamie Wheel, Mark Goodman, Cal Newport, Anders Ericsson, and many, many more. The paradigm. In the process, I discovered what I call the Elixir Project paradigm. It's built around idea, focus, and flow. These three components, flawless idea anatomy, deliberate magnetic focus, and optimal human performance, are the essence of unhackability. Page 3 of 3 here. Where is this going? Now that you know a little of the backstory, I'll wrap it up quickly. Obviously, we're excited with the early success of Elixir Project. This fiction thriller is already garnering excitement with influencers interested in turning the book into a film. What thrills me just as much is how the book reveals a blind spot most people suffer from on a daily basis: getting hacked. We've developed a free unhackability assessment that reveals people's unique hackability score, and we've identified 64 hackability profiles. We're taking this framework into all sectors of society: business, athletics, education, faith, etc. The unhackability assessment. We've developed Elixir Project Experience, a solution to help people move from ideation to implementation rather than from ideation to stagnation or frustration. This 30-day program helps people experience unhackability in work and life. The course launches on January 9, 2017, and beta testing has revealed unbelievable results already. Three things I need from you. This is the last part of the letter here. Number one, sample the book. I get it. We're all busy. All I am asking is that you invest 10 minutes beginning in chapter one. If it was a waste of time, tell me it was a waste of time. Send me an invoice for your 10 minutes and I will apologize and gladly pay the invoice. I get tons of books sent to me too, but one reader said, Elixir Project is where the world is headed in the next 5 to 10 years. Mailing hardcovers to a short list of key friends, colleagues, and influencers isn't cheap. I've selected you, by the way, I'm talking to you on this podcast, literally, from more than 7 billion people for a reason. I believe we share a similar passion for seeing our friends, families, and clients hack free. Number two, share the message. If you find the message relevant and compelling, I'm asking you to consider sharing the message with your circles of influence. I'm willing to do my part to help. If you'd like me to share with your followers via podcast, blog, radio, webinar, social media, etc., I'm here to serve. I've done all the work for you. You can access my digital media kit. And number three, I'm not going to share with you. Right now, literally, I'm not going to share with you, the podcast listener. Here's why. I'm only sharing this with the people who are part of the private Facebook group, the Elixir Project VIP group. Why? I cannot share number three yet with you because I'm not sharing this publicly. It is a very private link and it's a private share that I'm doing in this influencer insert. So I can't share it with you until you join that Elixir Project VIP Facebook group. If you do, you'll get it. In the next 30 days, you will totally get what number three is. It will make sense why I'm withholding it today. It's not to play games. It's just that I can't. I literally can't yet. At the very bottom of this influencer insert, it says, "Thank you for your time. Please reach out if you have ideas, questions, or comments. My confidential email address is below. I look forward to hearing how we can partner." That's it. That is the same word for word exact letter that is going out to 120 influencers, not across the country, across the world. So what does all this mean? You might be saying, okay, Carrie, you know, you're speaking epic. You know, the quote is, "Are you with me?" The title today. What's going on, dude, in your mind? Okay, I'll tell you what's going on in my mind. December 15th is the world's largest book release live stream ever. We have over 50 satellites locations already and growing quickly. I want you to be there. If you have not registered, I'm going to give you three call to actions at the end right now. I am basically saying, look, this is an epic vision. I can't achieve it without you. Your participation matters. I'm literally underscoring that. Your participation matters. Think about that. Whether you receive the ball from the handoff and run down the field depends on whether the game wins or not. You are an influencer. If you might say, "Carrie, this is all hype. What are you talking about? Come on, just somebody else will do it." No, I'm serious. I truly believe that we have connected for such a time as this. Maybe you are a brand new listener and you're saying, "This is my first episode ever. Wow, what's going on here?" Fine, listen to the previous ones. I'm not as crazy intense. I'm pretty fired up, but not this crazy. Or you might say, "Carrie, I've been listening ever since 2004. You know, I cannot count on one hand after 12 years of pouring into you. After 12 years, I can't think of one time where I've said, I need you. Like, I absolutely need you to make this football cross the end zone. Now is the episode. Today is the moment. This is essential. I cannot underscore that enough. I need you. I'm asking you, are you with me?" Why? Because God gave me a crazy epic vision that says that our world is moving to more and more hacking. Now you might say, "Carrie, what are you talking about? Like phones, electronics?" No, I'm talking about people. We have people who wake up and their day is one continuous distraction. Technology is being built right now to make that happen. And people are buying up your attention time through marketing and sales, so that you will wake up and your day will be one continual hack. And you will not be a creator, which is your divine birthright to be a co-creator. That's why you were created to co-create. It says God created you in his image, right? And what was his image? The first act he ever did was to create. So there is an epidemic that's going on right now, a pandemic that says, let's help people not become creators, but instead critics, cynics, and consumers. Critics, cynics, and consumers. And my friend, when you are in that state of mind, you're done. Game over. There is no longer this thing called legacy, called purpose, called soul on fire. You are simply a cog in the machine. You are simply someone who basically is a pain unit for other people's game plan. We cannot have that. We need to teach the world how to become a soul on fire. And yes, we're doing that. And yes, then experience unhackability so they stop getting hacked. So they can actually go from ideation to implementation, not ideation to stagnation or ideation to frustration. So let me share with you the grand master plan. I mean, here is the master plan. If Elixir Project goes well as a book, if people love it for the fiction book that it is, the exciting, trendy, near future, crazy, conspiracy, end of the world, entertaining book. If the world can jump into that and sink their teeth into that, then they'll be open to a new language, which is, oh my gosh, people are getting hacked. Oh my gosh, unhackability, this is a real thing. They will be open. We need the book to permeate and to catch the psyche of the reader out there today. If that can happen, all things shift. Suddenly they say, oh my gosh, we need to build a movie around this. And then the popular culture says, wow, you know, all those people who read that book, okay, that's cool, but now I'm seeing this in film. This is amazing. Like, we are actually moving to this, and something or someone has to be the answer. Otherwise, we will just be one human race that has been hacked, literally. And then you can shut down all the advances in literature, medicine, music, technology, you name it. Why? Because in some ways, like the Matrix, everybody's tied to the machine. They're done. It's over. Like Shawshank, they're institutionalized. Whatever movie you want to pull out and say, like Lord of the Rings, right? here's where this is all going. If the book can go well, which it is, it's going tremendously well, then it moves into a film. When it moves into a film, it suddenly integrates into the psyche of what's happening today. And then we can have solutions. Then we can have answers. So yes, this is an absolute big vision. If you think this is just about a fiction book, please, please, I would not have shifted 2 years of my life to make this happen. So here's what I need from you. I want you to focus on POG, POG. POG. I try to think of other words. I could not think of other words. POG. 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 That's all I can think about right now. So there are three things that I need you to do. And I'm going to make this episode less than a half hour because I respect your time. And again, are you with me? This is urgency. Are you with me? So let's go into POG. P stands for party. Are you coming to the party? If it's in the middle of the night, register anyway. Why? I'm not saying you need to wake up in the middle of the night. That's up to you and your sleep schedule. But I'm saying register for the party. ElixirProjectBook.com. ElixirProjectBook.com/party. That's it. ElixirProjectBook.com/party. That's the P. Party. Come to the party. After you come to the party, register for the party, you will, of course, we put crazy cool things in there. By registering, you get your name in a hat. There's over $7,000 in prizes that we're giving away, including a publishing deal with me. Yeah, we got all the cool stuff. So yes, by you registering for the party, you're going to get your name in the hat. You're going to be part of something epic. It's super cool. And we'll be giving away, like I said, crazy cool prizes. That's all good. I want to challenge you to consider hosting a party. Some people are saying, what does that mean, Carrie? All it means is you gather 5, 10, 20, 50 friends, two friends, whatever, and you sit around the computer that night. That's it. This is not something crazy. Oh, have a bag of chips or, you know, have carrots with it. This is not something that, you know, is a brain surgeon technology. You're just jumping online if you're not in Ohio. If you are in Ohio, come. Come to Lewis Center. Be in the room. We have a crazy cool vision that night. We have food. We have red carpet. We have interview, Q&A, mini TED Talk, prizes, maybe this painter that I'm talking with right now. It is going to be unbelievable. The world's largest ever live stream book release party, December 6th, my 40th birthday. You are the guest of honor. You are the one getting all the prizes. We are getting the message out. I need you, letter P for POG, party. Letter O, order the book. I cannot stress this enough. I got to teach you the world of publishing. If nobody pre-orders the book, nothing major happens. If you are going to get the book at all, get it now, pre-order it. And let me challenge you a little bit. You might say, Kerry, I ordered a copy. Get more. Now, you might say, why are you doing this? I'll tell you why. Folks, this is not to line my pocketbook. It's not. This is Author Academy Elite book, which means that I literally, this was not, Kerry got a nice advance check from the publisher. I knew that what I was going to say in this book, I knew that the direction I was going to go would not be acceptable for traditional publishing. Time-wise, meaning bring it to market, control, I knew there had to be certain elements to it. So this was my first book ever that was not traditionally published, meaning I got zero money for it. This was 2 years of my life where I basically said, I am so passionate about this. I am fronting everything. So rather than getting paid, I actually said, 2 years of my life, here you go. And a crazy amount of money. Why? Because I had to get the best of the best of the best people involved in the project. So this is not something where I'm like, oh, you know, great. My goal is to get rich. My goal is to get this book out there, to get the book out there. It's a brilliant product. I am not saying this of my own volition. Ask the beta readers. Go to Amazon.com. I think today we had 78 or 9 reviews. These are people who've actually read the book, who got pre-orders or came to the conference and got advanced copies, or you. I've given away 12 of the chapters already for free. These are people who are literally consuming it, have nothing over them rather than to be honest. And they are sharing unbelievable. One 16-year-old girl, I guess her mom got the book, and she said she was begging her that there has to be a sequel. We'll talk about that later. I'm not even focused on that right now. It's a brilliant book, and here's what it's being called. It's being called The Book for Everyone. The Book for Everyone. Now, Christmas and other holidays are coming up. I know you know at least 12 people. You might say, 12, are you serious? Fine, 5. I know you know people. If I am going to see you at all, stop me anywhere. I will literally stop whatever I'm doing, grab a pen, personalize the book. So if you need the books personalized, do that. You know, I'm not getting involved in all kinds of shipping and stuff like that. Why? Because I'm focused on the launch, the party. But if I can sign your book for you, if I can personalize your book for you, I will do that. I will do that. I will do whatever I can to make this gift a special gift for the people that you love. But here's what I'm saying. Rather than getting someone an iTunes gift card or a Starbucks gift card or whatever, where it goes back and, you know, helps Starbucks become, you know, one ounce better than they already are. Look, I'm asking you to be part owner in this vision. Literally, that's what this whole episode is today. It's ownership. I am giving you a piece and saying, will you be with me in owning this vision and bringing it to the world? So I knew this podcast was a risk. I knew some people would say, what? Kerry's coming off so strong. Why is he? Look, I don't have time for games today. I don't. I know tons of colleagues of mine who are saying, probably sitting there in their seat, what is this guy talking about? He's so intense right now, and he's probably going to alienate some people, and some people are going to think this is pretty intense. Yeah, like it's your life, right? This is your life. And when you, I'm just as passionate about my clients' books. Seriously, if you're one of our Author Academy Elite students, you know I am in your face every day saying, you got this book in you, make it go happen. The same intensity I bring to my clients is what I bring to my own project. But now I'm sharing the vision with you. That's something I really haven't done. I kind of keep that vision personal, but today I'm sharing it with you. And I'm asking you to get 5, 10 copies. Some of you, 5 or 10 is lame. Some of you are saying, I have employees that I need to get books, a gift for. And I have 100 employees. Some of you need to get 100 copies. Okay, if you're talking bulk, like a lot of copies, I definitely want to hook you up. Okay, so let me know. Email support@carryoverbrunner.com. We're incentivizing you. Every book you get 10 more chances in the prize pool too. Just go to elixirprojectbook.com/party. So this is not like, oh, just buy books. Whatever books you buy, you're getting 10 more chances in the prize pool. And those are some crazy good prizes. So I'm all forgiven too, rewarding you. But I'm going to ask you to sincerely think about this book as one of your main gifts. You might say, well, Carrie, I only have, 8-year-old people. Fine. It's probably too young for 8-year-old people. I think this book is great for 12 to 120-year-olds. It is literally being called the book for everyone. And I'm asking you to get 5, 10, 20, 25, 100 copies, whatever. Whatever's good for you. Some of you are saying, Carrie, I can't even afford one. Okay, fine. Stretch, go without something, and just get one. Whatever it is, I don't care about the number. I know that everyone is at a different place. All I'm asking you is to own, to have ownership in the vision. So that's P is party, O is order, and pre-order, like now. Don't wait until December 6th. What happens is in the publishing world, if you pre-order the book now, you suddenly tell all the channels, this book's different. This book is hot. This book is going to do something. We need to order multiple copies of this. Why is that important? If everybody crashes it on December 6th, then they say, oh, we're out of stock. And then when they're out of stock, then things happen and people, drag their heels. You need to do this today. I'm asking you, party, elixirprojectbook.com/party. And then O is order. Order the book. P, party, O, order the book. And the last one is G, group. G group. Group stands for join the Elixir Project VIP group. I have given, if you are part of that, you already know. If you are not part of that, I have given since July 11th, every single day. Think about that. What have you done every day since July 11th? Probably ate, probably brushed your teeth, probably slept. I have given since July 11th, every single day, tips, tools, tricks, tactics, whatever I can do to help that group. So first of all, by joining that group, you're going to get a backlog of every single thing that I've done along the way that's strategic whenever you launch anything, a book, brand, or business. So that's cool. So you're going to get a massive doctorate level in how to launch any book, brand, or business. The other thing, though, really the three things you're going to get is content, conversation, and community. You are going to meet super cool people from all over the world in that group. This is no spam group, no links group, no photos of the day, no thoughts of the day, no videos of the day. This is how do you launch a book, brand, or business? And here's my little secret plan. Here's my little behind the curtain look, and you get it all there. So this was a deep passion of mine to get up this morning, share my heart with you. I am literally asking you to make a decision. This is not, oh, I'm going to think about it, Carrie. That was a great episode. I'll get around to it. No, you're either with me or you're not. That's how simple it is. Decide means to cut off or kill. I realize to do everything that I just shared may change your schedule in the next 15 days. It might change your schedule for 5 minutes, meaning what do? You click a link that says register, you click a link that says order the book, and you click a link that says join the group. That's it. 5 minutes of your life. That's what I'm asking for. I do not take time lightly. I know that 5 minutes is epic. And all I'm saying is when we have crossed the finish line, the fact that you are with me today, I will remember that forever, and I will throw it an incredible, incredible party. I want you there. I want you with me. We're not here by mistake. We are connected for such a time as this. This message is coming in the near future fiction thriller medium for a reason. My name's Carrie Oberbrunner. My deep passion. The reason why I was put on here on this earth is to be a soul on fire to my God first, to my family second, and to you third. That's it. Be a soul on fire. Ignite souls. That's why I was here. That's why I was put on this earth. And I hope that I've done that for you today. I hope you're with me. That's my question. Three call to actions: party, order, and group. ElixirProjectBook.com/party. You can get the book anywhere. Amazon, Books a Million, indie bookstores, Barnes and Noble. Probably the easiest is Amazon. And I'm asking you for multiple copy order. One copy's great if that's all you can do. But I'm asking you to literally be the book that you go around this holiday season and bless people with, to wake them up to the fact that, oh my gosh, I'm getting hacked too. And that's affecting the way I was put here on this earth, meaning that your gift recipients are saying, I got to wake up. I got to become unhackable. This is nuts. It's only going to get worse. And that's why we need hope and we need light to push through in this world. And then lastly, group. Go to Facebook, look up Elixir Project VIP, and then join. It's my deep passion to be with you today. These 15 days are going to be rocking. We are going to have an unbelievable time. Buckle your seats. Get ready. I'll close with four words. Are you with me?